Okay, so now we can start. Good afternoon and welcome back to NATO for our regular briefing on progress in NATO's operation to protect civilians in Libya, Operation Unified Protector. I'm joined today, as you can see in the screen, by the commander of our operation, General Charles Bouchard, from Joint Force Command Naples. As you know, it has been a busy operational week since our last briefing, and I know that you are very interested in the recent developments in our operation. Therefore, I would like to hand over immediately the floor to General Bouchard to Naples for an operational update, since we only have 30 minutes. So, General Bouchard, you have the floor.
Merci beaucoup, Carmen. Good afternoon and welcome to Naples in person, and for those of you who are joining us through video link as well. The last time I had an opportunity to talk to you was on the 31st of March, as we took command and NATO took the lead in Mission Unified Protector, which is aimed at protecting civilian populations. After 30 days in on mission and engaging this mission, I believe it's time for me to give you a small update, a brief update of the situation as I see it from my perspective. I think it's important from the start to restate that our mission is to help prevent harm to the population and the population center in Libya. To do that, we have been given three major areas. The first one is a maritime embargo, and to ensure that we stop the movement of illicit weapons in and out of Libya. The second area that we're working on is one where we are enforcing a no-fly zone in the area to prevent arms from coming using weapons from the Gaddafi regimes that could be used to harm the population. The third area, and probably the most challenging task of this mission, is to help protect civilians and civilian populated area under the threat of attack in Libya. And that is the one that I'm most focused on every day. I'd like to take you a little bit from my perspective as I see the situation in the area today. First of all, in the east, you will recall some 30 days ago, Ashdabiya was on constant fire and Benghazi was threatened as well. Today, both of these cities are seeing relative peace and a lack of fires being brought upon the population. But that is not in itself removed the risk that we're still facing from pro-Gaddafi forces who have the intent and who have the capability to bring arms on the population. We remain focused on them, and we are ready to engage them if it's required and when it will be required. The area of Yafran Zintan area, where violence continues against the Berber tribe and also other members of the population, continues. The situation is a bit more dynamic in the area, but we continue to stay focused, and as late as yesterday, we were continuing efforts and gaining in stopping pro-Gaddafi forces from engaging the population. Finally, the area of Misrata area. Some 30 days ago, you will recall that the population was nearly on the edge of the city, backing the Med. Today, they've made significant gains in the city, though it continues. They continue to be receiving indirect and indiscriminate fire on the population. So the violence against population, whether through threat, capability, or intent, continues throughout the entire area. When I look at the situation in all, I think also it's important that we look at it from a campaign perspective, not a city-by-city issue. We remain focused on those command and control nodes that are utilized to order military personnel to engage civilian population. We remain engaged on the lines of communications that are used to resupply those forces engaged in bringing harm to the population. We're also working on stopping the supply chain from ammunition depots and other areas to stop the movement of these weapons forward to enable harm from coming to the population. And finally, we remain directly engaged in engaging those forces that are directly or indirectly targeting the population. This is a campaign. This is an area that we look across. Not a day goes by where I do not think about the harm coming to the civilian population. Not a day goes by that I don't see pro-Qaddafi forces using violence against men, women, and children. Not a day goes by that I don't notice that pro-Qaddafi forces are shielding themselves against men, women, with men, women, and children. And our mission is to bring an end to that. Our mission is to bring an environment where diplomacy can take place, dialogue can take place, and we can bring to the people of Libya an environment where they can decide for themselves their own future of their country. That completes my opening remarks. We will go to questions now.
Three questions from Brussels, and then we will take three questions from Naples. So first, Reuters, and please identify yourself. Thank you. Reuters? Here.
Justyna Pawlak, Reuters. We heard from in this room 2 weeks ago that the NATO-led forces have destroyed about 30% of Qaddafi's firepower. And a couple of days ago, we've heard from Admiral Mullen that the progress so far has been about 30 to 40% of Qaddafi's firepower being destroyed. That doesn't seem like a lot of progress for 2 weeks. It could actually suggest, because he said 30 to 40%, that could suggest absolutely no progress. Could you tell us a little bit sort of what kind of ground have you made so far in the campaign that's in the last 2 weeks? And the introduction of the American and the limited number of American drones in recent days, could that, sort of more of a specific question, could those be seen as effective as the A-10s or the AC-130s or helicopters?
First of all, the issue of numbers has got to be taken in perspective. This is not a numbers game. This is not about a number of tanks destroyed. We will provide you with the statistics, but from my perspective as the operational commander, this is about bringing effects, and the effects is to bring reduce the capability and the will of pro-Qaddafi forces to engage civilians, and we continue to stay engaged with that. Therefore, in response to your question, this is more than just numbers and statistics, but this is about a combination that will bring the effects that we want. I noticed, for example, that over the last week, you've so ably reported that members of pro-Qaddafi forces have turned themselves to the anti-Qaddafi forces. Others have sought refuge in other countries, neighboring countries, and we are well aware of troops not reporting for duty. I salute those troops who are taking a moral stand and are not taking actions that are immoral, illegal, and unethical. And I encourage others to continue. And my aim is to bring an end to this violence, not by numbers, but by bringing an end to violence through kinetic, non-kinetic, and all other aspects of this mission. With regards to the addition of the U.S. Armed Predator, to the mission, of course I welcome any and all assistance that we're provided. We've been provided forces by NATO. We've been provided a clear mission by NATO. We have been provided, as we witness in Berlin, the leaders in Berlin, clear support for our mission. These weapon systems are able to engage in closer quarters, and more will follow. As I welcome today the addition, as has been announced earlier, of our Italian colleagues who will join our operation. So to me, it's not a matter of numbers, but effects, and the effects is to bring an end to the violence against the population. With regards to the weapon systems, I welcome all the systems that we require, but not all. The solution is kinetic. This is a solution that's kinetic, non-kinetic, diplomatic, and political.
Next one, The Guardian.
Ian Trainor, The Guardian. General Bouchard, you speak of engaging forces that are both directly and indirectly threatening the civilian population. Can you let us know what you mean by How are they indirectly threatening the civilian population of Libya? And secondly, I think on Sunday evening there was an attack in central Tripoli on a compound known to shelter the Libyan regime leadership, buildings that were recently visited by African heads of state, for example. Could you explain why that attack helped to protect Libyan civilians? Thank you.
First of all, this is our effort continues to be across all the fronts that we have. As I stated earlier, forces that are directly and indirectly. What I mean by that is those direct weapon system, tanks, guns that are being used. But more importantly, and it's the immoral use of indirect weapons such as rocket launchers and artillery that are indiscriminately being fired on civilian populations. That's what I mean by direct and indirect fire. And our effort continues to find these and to bring an end to their use against the civilian population. With regards to the engagement that we conducted in Tripoli, I continue to stay focused not on individual. This is not about individuals. This is not about regime change. This is about bringing an end to violence against the population by engaging troops that are directly bringing harm to the population, by stopping the lines of communication and the supply chain, and by stopping and preventing those command and control nodes, location where orders are given to troops to engage civilian population. That is our aim.
TDF, please.
A follow-up on this question. Kai Niklas from German television ZDF. Was Gaddafi in this room, the President Palace? Do you have any information about that or where he is at the moment and whether NATO is hunting after him?
My mission is clear, to bring an end to violence against the population. I would suggest to you, sir, that he was not in the room when the bomb fell on the building because we saw him on television the day after that. But the point here is this is about command and control nodes, not about individuals.
I now hand over to Naples for the next three questions, please.
Buonasera, il mattino. Lei si è soffermato molto sulla, come dire, principale obiettivo che è esercitata poi dalla NATO. Può quantificare in particolare il numero delle vittime civili che ad oggi l'offensiva lealista di Gheddafi ha provocato, ha misurata?
Perhaps you will allow us to fix this and then I'll take your question later on.
Till today, because you spoke about your mission, that is your target is to defend the civilian people. Can you tell us how many victims till today the loyalty army of Gaddafi has provoked, has made?
NATO does not have anybody on the ground. And the information that I receive is information that I receive through various networks and various organizations. But to give you an exact number is not something I can, because I do not have these such numbers. And therefore, we rely on the press also and the media to tell us about the event, and to tell us about the harm that is being brought on the population.
Or what's your idea about what is happening there?
Let me answer that first question. The numbers would be significantly larger if NATO wasn't there to help bring an end to the violence. That is a clear fact. As far as our effort to continue, I'm pleased to report that we've seen quite a bit of improvement of anti-Qaddafi forces have taken in the city. But here again, the information is not clear to all to us in that we do not have, NATO does not have people.
Hi, General. Jeff is a little bit of Stars and Stripes. You guys have said repeatedly that this is not about regime change. You know, emphatically, this is not about Gaddafi leaving. But, you know, in your mind, militarily, and looking at this whole campaign as a military man, how does this mission end if not by regime change? You know, Gaddafi has spoken of, you know, no mercy for the rebel forces, and it seems like, do you see a NATO mission accomplished moment or end state that involves Gaddafi still in power? I mean, how does this thing end without him, you know, being removed from power?
From our perspective, CJTF, Unified Protector, our mission is to bring an end to the violence. Our mission will take place when pro-Qaddafi forces stop their actions that are immoral, unethical, and illegal. Our mission will come to an end when we bring peace. Our mission will come to an end when we can have dialogue, and I will let those above me decide that portion of it. But at the end of the day, this is more than just kinetic activity, as I said earlier on. This is about military action, diplomatic action, political action, unity of the international community to solution to this issue.
Okay, back to Brussels. And next question? Or Bloomberg first.
He's going to be gone by the time Unified Protector is finished.
Yes. Brooks Singer, Jane's Defense. See there? Yes. Brooks Singer, Jane's Defense. General, I was just curious, you know, unless there was proven C2, strategic C2 communications in the presidential residence in Tripoli, there was no reason to bomb that building. Otherwise, it could easily be interpreted, indeed, as an act of regime change. Could you verify that there was that it was a clear military target? Thank you.
Let me be perfectly clear. Every target that we engage are legal, authorized targets in accordance with the direction that we have. Further, let's also be clear that this is a military compound in which there are various houses and residences and also administrative, technical, command and control nodes throughout. Therefore, I can assure you that our intent continues to be engaging C2 command and control nodes.
Bloomberg.
Jim Neuger from Bloomberg. Continuing with this same issue, do you have a damage assessment of what was hit in that attack? Secondly, was it ordered at your level or discussed at a higher level with alliance capitals, this particular strike? And thirdly, today NATO put out an operational update an hour or so ago saying an intelligence complex was hit and then sent out an update to the update removing the reference to the intelligence complex. Can you tell us what that was about, please?
Your question is akin to asking the football coach to show you his playbook. And a good football coach will not let out and give out his playbook, and nor will I, for the security of our own forces and for the success of our mission. I can assure you that we remain engaged on all fronts as necessary. One last question, please.
Yes. Please, another question.
Good afternoon, General. Yes, I just have an associate
press.
Question is, how effective are the airstrikes carried out by predators? What are they capable of? And second, how is NATO going to deal with Gaddafi forces using men, women, and children as a shield against NATO airstrikes and operations?
We'll go back to my playbook again. And there is quite a bit of information that's available on open source that will provide you the appropriate technical details that are usable, and I recommend to you that first part. With regards to the second part, I will keep my own tactics and plan to myself at this point.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you again for coming in this afternoon, allowing me the opportunity to give you a 30-day update. Further, I think it's important to restate that this is about bringing an end to violence. This is about shaping an environment for dialogue, for diplomacy. This is about creating an environment for the people of Libya to decide the future of their country. That is what Operation Unified Protector is all about. Thank you very much.